like that
Thank you for
number.
calling customer support. This is Jemiah. How can I help you?
Yes. Hi. Thank you for answering. Is this AchievePrimalHealth.com?
Well, we're a third-party customer support service, sir. We service a variety of companies and their products. I'm not able to give you any information until I can pull up an account on you.
I have a charge. I have a charge of $49.89. So how can you help me?
Okay. Did you call and speak to someone earlier today?
Did I call someone earlier today?
Yes, because it shows you called in previously about 4:34.
Okay. I just got this number from Costco. No, who is it? From Costco. Jesus, I'm sorry. Wait a second.
I'm sorry, I can't understand what you're saying, sir.
Yeah, I got charged $49.89 twice. One on January 21st, and then on February 7th. Okay, both for the same amount, and I do not. I'm contesting it because I don't know what they are for, and I can't get a hold of the people. I have a I guess it's an invoice number or something. 855-458-4511. 855-458-854511.
Huh. Okay, so give me just a moment. I can try to see if I can get something pulled up for you. May I have your zip code?
21236.
And your first and last name?
Benedict Farone, F-A-R-A-O-N-E.
And that zip code was 21336?
21236.
Okay, that didn't pull anything up in just a moment.
All right.
May I have your phone number?
Well, my cell phone number, you want that? That's what I'm calling you on.
Yes, sir.
443-803-1232.
443-803-1232.
1232.
Okay, I'm not pulling up anything for you.
So, I don't understand.
The only other information I could use, sir, is the card that was charged. But I would have to have the first six digits and the last four digits of that card number.
I don't have a card. Oh, okay.
So how are you billed?
Wait a second. You need what? The first four digits? Or the last four?
I need the first six digits, sir.
You need the first six digits?
Yes, sir.
Geez, this is unusual. Because you had the last four, right?
I would need the first six and the last four.
Well, I might as well give you the whole damn number.
And if you choose not to, sir, then we can't, you would just have to contact your bank because I wouldn't be able to assist you.
No, well, I'm not going to contact anybody. I'm going to tell them to cancel these two charges.
And if I can't pull it up, then I can't cancel anything, sir.
You don't have to worry about it because Costco can cancel it for me. Okay? And they can refuse to pay it. All right?
Okay.
I am not going to pay something I don't know what it is. And I can't get any help. It's ridiculous. I mean, you're asking everything except my birth date. And I'm not going to give you all that information.
Okay, sir. Well, you may have to contact them for assistance, then, sir.
Contact who?
You may have to. You said you were going to contact Costco's. I'm not sure what they will be able to do, but you... It's nothing that I can do without that information.
What are you going to... Okay, if you get that information, what are you going to do with it?
I'm not going to do anything with it, sir. What I'm trying to do is pull up your account so that I can assist you.
Okay. If I give you that information, suppose you say, I don't have an account.
Then that would mean that you would need to contact your contact to see your banker to see what the merchant direct information is. This is what I'm explaining, sir. Me asking for your zip code, your phone number, things like that, those are the things that we use to try to pull up your account.
Yeah, but you're
So
not
if I
asking for
can't
that. You're
see,
asking for everything on my Costco card, on my Citibank card. You're asking for 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 digits on my card. Okay,
correct.
that's what you're asking. All right?
And
I'm not
once
going
I
to give you
can't,
10 digits.
okay, sir. Well, was there anything else I can do for you today?
No, but I'm going to cancel both these charges. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.